What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I started the show mentioning that we could probably go like 6 hours. I didn't want to, you know, tell Jimmy Failla that he couldn't be on after six tonight, but there's so much happening in the news cycle. I'm going to get back to the Megyn Kelly audio with Jake Tapper because I didn't want to rush through it all, Sue, in the last hour. And I would say this, the best is yet to come. You haven't even heard the best of what Megyn did there, but there are stories that I haven't even touched, like this jailbreak in New Orleans that is just stunning. You had 10 inmates that not only walked out of this, you know, facility, but then taunted them, saying it was so easy. They wrote it on the wall, right? Here is the parish sheriff down there.
As your sheriff, I take full accountability for this failure. There were procedural failures and missed notifications. But there were also intentional wrongdoings. This was a coordinated effort, aided by individuals inside our own agency who made the choice to break the law.
Yeah, so this looks like an inside job. Well, here's the governor of Louisiana.
Well, first of all, we find anyone who aids and abets them, they're going to jail. Whether they were inside the jail and working to let them out, or they're continuing to aid and abet them and keep them from our fugitive apprehension team from picking them up, they're going to go to jail if you help them or you have helped them, and we find that out.
Paul Morrow is all over this. He's a Fox News contributor, retired NYPD inspector. Of course, he's the founder of a great website called theopsdesk.org. I have not been able to read your new piece that just posted on Fox, but Paul, I am so curious to hear your thoughts on this and some other stories. How are you this afternoon?
I am good. Thank you for having me.
What in the hell?
Okay, you got a question? Sorry.
My question is pretty simple. What in the hell happened here in Louisiana?
Yeah, well, I figured that was the question. So, you know, look, somebody's got to get their arms around things down there. And I have a piece up on FoxNews.com that you're alluding to and written about it in the past on OpsDesk. The issue here, I think, is that when the feds take things over, they don't get any better. Now, I'm not arguing that New Orleans' prison system doesn't need some oversight, because God knows it seems to. But what we have to recognize is that for over a decade, their prison system, that sheriff's office, which runs the prisons, has been under a federal consent decree. Now, what does that mean? That means that the feds took them to court and said, your system is a mess. We're going to put in a monitor. And we are essentially going to federalize that and keep an eye on it and make sure it works better. That was like 12 years ago. And now you see this. And the real rub here is that the losers are the taxpayers of Louisiana. Why? Because the federal monitor is always, and in this case it is again, a law firm. Now, I'm not saying that this law firm did anything unethical. You know, I want to make that clear. But that said, monitorships go on forever. We've had them here in New York. There are several still in place relative to the NYPD. Every time that it looks like the monitorship is over, all of a sudden, the monitor finds something new and continues to bill for years. Some of these monitorships go on for decades. It is a scam. And clearly, it didn't work in this case because the situation was a mess. They had serious murderers and robbers accused of rape, et cetera, were in minimum security. The jail staffed at 60%. you got to say to yourself, this is a monitor. What would it be like without the monitor? The whole thing's a mess.
So that's where I'm a little confused. And you can, you know, provide some context here, because, in a lot of the stories, a lot of the media covers, they call it a minimum security, facility. But these were pretty serious criminals, as you just indicated.
Yeah, no, bad guys. What happened was, because the facility is falling apart, they had moved them to minimum security without providing any extra oversight, because they were renovating, apparently, some of the facilities in the maximum security area. Well, you know, look, you don't have to be Elliot Ness to realize that, okay, as a law enforcement official, if I'm going to take the worst of the worst, and some of these guys are very bad news, I'm going to put them in minimum security. Well, you know what? I better increase the patrols. I better make sure the protocols are up to snuff to keep them in. People don't realize the corrections officers, they don't run the prisons. The prisoners run prisons. The corrections officers, realistically, at the end of the day, it's an ugly truth. They are there to keep them in. That's it. That's their one job, to keep those guys in so that they can't get out. And very clearly, they couldn't accomplish, as the saying goes, you had one job. And when you look at the resources that are poured into this, including this federal monitorship, I'd love to see an accounting of how much money has been poured into that jail.
Yep.
And yet we got this, 10 of the worst managed to walk out. We didn't know they were gone for 8 hours. It's a debacle. And there are all kinds of ethics violations that are being investigated down there. New Orleans is like, you know, something New York's Boss Tweed days. It's just a morass, and obviously federal oversight didn't help any.
So what do we know about exactly how they got out? And then, you know, there seems to be a pretty strong indication that they had help from the inside, right?
Completely. So prisoners always need help, either inside or outside, because you don't have the resources. Once you get out, you got to have somebody help you out. So in this case, I am apprised that there are 3 arrests of people who aided them. It's gone beyond the point that there are suspensions. First, they suspended a few people. So far, they got 1 person inside the facility that is arrested and 2 outside. And you can see that coming a mile off, because the storyline that they put out right away is that there's no way these guys could have gotten out through that aperture from behind the toilet that they moved, because that panel had to be removed from the outside. And now it's broken that it looks to have been a maintenance worker who unscrewed it from the outside and assisted in then getting out. And then once they got out, the storyline was that they were able to change clothing in a nearby neighborhood and then disappear into the wind. My understanding is that there are 2 arrestees elsewhere outside the prison who facilitated the changing of the clothing, probably assisted in transport. They got 1/2 of them. 5 of them are in custody. They'll flip. This is, you know, you saw it. You could see a mile off the way this is going to go. They'll get them. They'll get them all. They'll give up what happened. At least 3 or 4 more people will go into jail with these guys. But, you know, there really should be, forget this incident, what you really got to look at is what's going on. I mean, the governor can only do so much. He seems like a solid guy, but somebody's got to get their arms around New Orleans, because the place is, we just keep having these bad New Orleans stories, and I love that town.
But you can't tell me that this is, you know, if you have these monitors, and I think most people, this is news to me, that these, you know, law firms are the monitors here in situations like this. You can't convince me that this is not a risk in other facilities just like this across the country, maybe worse in New Orleans, I don't know. But wouldn't you have to take a look at this whole system?
Donald Trump just did. One of Donald Trump's executive orders, and this flew beneath the radar, and I'm kind of surprised, but it's a little arcane, as you say. You know, it's a little in the weeds. But one of the things that Trump put out in among his initial executive orders was to look at and wind down all the federal monitorships over local law enforcement nationwide. Because he's experienced enough, he must have people in his ear who are in the weeds on this stuff. And they're telling him, Mr. President, this is a scam for the feds to come in. It's it's almost always, I'm going to cut right to it. It's always Democratic administrations who want to federalize their control over law enforcement, get law enforcement to do what they want and to go after who they want them to do and to adhere to their protocols. The problem is that, as we say, it's so kind of arcane that these things just go on and on. The NYPD, relative to First Amendment investigations, has been under one since the 1970s. Now, I'm not saying that it's not a good thing to have, because it realistically, in some dicey areas like doing prophylactic counterterrorism work, you do want some oversight, because it's, you know, in a First Amendment society, it's dicey. But, like, we're still under the one here in New York relative to stop, question, and frisk. I mean, it's not even pertinent anymore. And as far as it happening in jails, well, the feds just took over Rikers Island, New York City's jail, because that's such a mess. So what really needs to happen here is that you need a return to common sense relative to criminal justice enforcement. These bail reforms we have to admit they were a dire failure. And we have to come to terms as a society with the idea that we have to sometimes thin the herd. You're going to have to lock some people up. And this idiotic decarceration movement only hurts the worst people, the most vulnerable people out there.
Yep.
Because who dies? Young black men get shot. That's what happens.
There is no better example than St. Louis. You know, we had the three, they called it, what did they say? Black magic, right?
Yeah.
So you had Cori Bush, who got booted out of office, Kim Gardner, who was our prosecutor, Paul, you're familiar with her, and Tashar Jones.
The first weekend
that they are all, you know, elected, they go to the workhouse here, and they don't focus on the crime victims in the city. They focus on the criminals. It's stunning that Democrats have survived even this long focusing and making heroes of criminals and not paying more attention to the victims. But let me take you into the case of Congresswoman LaMonica McGyver. Last week this happens.
Rough handle, literally. I mean, nobody...
Well, actually, this is the original. She's pushing and shoving with ICE agents, and she's easily identified because she's got a red jacket on. Then she says this.
It was just rough handle, literally. I mean, nobody picked up a fence to punch us, but literally they pushed us, shoved us. They actually manhandled us and removed us out of the way to get to the mayor to arrest him.
Hakeem Jeffries, who if the Democrats would be in charge, he'd be the Speaker of the House.
We know there was political reflection. We know there was political calculation. We know there was politics at play that was intending upon using law enforcement to pursue a political end.
All right, so bear with me. One more cut here from the New Jersey Congresswoman. She says, well, ICE started it.
The entire situation was escalated by ICE. They caused the confrontation. The Justice Department and Alina Hoppe wanted me to admit to doing something that I did not do. And I was not going to do that. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to roll over and stop doing my job because they, you know, don't want me to, or they want to neglect the fact that we, you know, we needed to be in there to see what was going on and at detention.
Yeah, she's the victim, Paul, right? LaMonica is the victim here.
Preposterous. Yeah, it's just idiotic. And, you know, look, this is not how Congress does their oversight. Waiting for the detention facility's gate to open up and then along with the local mayor, just try to bum rush the facility and get in the way of a prisoner transport. They were murderers and rapists, definitely rapists. Now, let me back off of that. I don't know that they were murderers. I know they were rapists that were teed up for deportation in that facility. You had some really bad hombres, to use the Trumpism. And the idea that they could just, okay, look, they opened the gates. Let's all go running in. That is what we're supposed to accept as congressional oversight. I don't think I need to expand on that any further for the audience to see how preposterous that is. I teased this out when it first happened. I said, look, I don't know about trespass charges here because they are feds themselves, that is Congress, and it's a federal facility. Where they are going to look, and it turns out I was borne out, is the fact that she impeded federal operations, which is a charge, and she also put her hands on the ICE agents. And as you said, she copped to the fact that she tried to go in herself and just push her way in, and the video speaks for itself. She apparently was offered a deal. She wouldn't take it. I am not clear, however, on why they dropped the charges against Ross Baraka, the Newark mayor. He would be liable for federal trespass charges. And by the way, the federal trespass charges are the charges that they leveled on over 1,000 people relative to 6 January. Now, I'm not here to defend people going into the Capitol and stealing Nancy Pelosi's laptop or that nut with the Viking horns and all of that. Not what I'm talking about. But there were grandmothers who got arrested because their feet touched the Capitol steps. That was the metric that DOJ used, at least here in New York. I know that. I was told that by a source right in there. And so the idea that those federal trespass charges couldn't obtain when the mayor of Newark goes onto this facility, which is a secure detention facility, I don't understand. I'd like to know, frankly, why they did that. Because the charges against the congresswoman come from the fact that she was trying to impede that arrest, that is the arrest of the mayor. So it's a little murky to me still, but the bottom line is they have the body camera. And, you know, cops were against the body-worn cameras when they came out. People say, oh, you know, it's going to cause a mess. Well over 95% of the time, the studies show that the body-worn cameras had backed up the cops. Now the police unions are more in favor of the body-worn cameras than anybody. So she tries to racialize this. Hakeem Jeffries does not seem to have gotten the memo as to why the Democrats got shellacked in 2024's election. They seem to still be doubling down on dumb. This is not where the country is. There's a reason that Donald Trump took all the swing states and the popular vote. We voted to get the worst of the worst out. We'll deal with the abuelitas later, all right? But right now, we want the worst of the worst out. That's just common sense. And to be standing up for them the way they are, you know, when I include Van Hollen, Senator Van Hollen in this, another just completely dunderheaded move, fly down there, have margaritas with a gangbang. They just don't seem to have gotten a memo, and it's going to hurt them in the midterms from where I sit.
Well, when I let you go here in a second, I'm going to play Marco Rubio and how he just smacked down Van Hollen, sort of separate but related on that yesterday. I'm sure you've heard that sound. But one other topic, because it's been in the news, Sue and I love the country loves murder mysteries, right? In the Kohlberger case in Idaho, I was out of town when this happened, but I guess Dateline had something where they had some leaked information. Now there's questions about how it leaked. Yeah. What's your take on all of that?
Well, you know, it's unfortunate. I was out in Idaho a number of times to cover the case. And it's, you know, I actually was an admirer of the operational security of that task force. You know, there were 60 people working on that case. You had local cops, you had state cops, the Idaho State PD, and you had the FBI and even analysts in the Quantico working on it. And they put this thing together. And they did not leak anything. And you had guys like me who was actually out there defending them when everybody was saying, it's Keystone Cops, you know what they're doing. I was telling everybody, you got to give them time. A lot of this is going to be digital. This is not the old days with the first 48 hours. And they still wouldn't talk to me. Nobody would give me anything. And I would be, you know, potentially perceived as a friendly. And I have to tell you, it would have been good for me to get some good information. But I admired the fact that nobody would talk. And now here we are on the eve of trial, and somebody has decided they're going to play a card with the media, probably so that they can use that contact in the future. The judge ain't having it. And what's really going on here is that the judge is saying, we're about to embark on a trial that's going to be massive news. I better not have this thing charged in tried in the public arena. It's not going to be tried in the media. So I think a lot of it is the judge getting his arms around this from the get-go and saying, you better knock it off. But I also do think that the defense is going to pick up his offer of having a special prosecutor named to investigate this. It could delay the start of this. It could complicate jury selection. At the end of the day, the case will go forward and the evidence is strong. But somebody, someplace in the apparatus right now, is trying to cover their tracks.
Paul Morrow, you're always great. Check out theopsdesk.org. Thanks for the information this afternoon. I hope your dental surgery, you're healing from that. I heard you had a little wisdom teeth issue.
Listen, bump Jimmy Failla anytime and use my name.
We'll do that. All right. Thanks, Paul. We'll see you. Take care. I got to play this audio, and I have to wrap it around. The Megyn Kelly stuff's coming up, but let me just say this. What happened earlier today at the White House with the South African president and Ernie Els, professional golfer, was there, Retief Goosen, other people, was just incredible. There's no way for me on the radio to even represent it accurately, because what President Trump did, and this is being played off as an ambush now in the media, is he said dim the lights, and he showed video of these farmers in South Africa, white Afrikaners, as they say, who have been murdered by other folks from South Africa. Now, look, there's a lot of racial history here. We know that. I remember when I was at Mizzou in the 80s, they all had the tent cities because of apartheid. It was horrific what happened. Nelson Mandela comes out of that. I can't summarize the history right now. We don't have time. But what I can tell you is what happened in the White House today was remarkable. It was astonishing. And, you know, there was some leverage that was used by President Trump that I hope turns out to be true, because he shows this video of people that are going by these white crosses, and they're all graves. That's the accusation. But what's happening right now, also on Capitol Hill, and I want to play this audio, is they're claiming that there's racial issues because, look, you want to keep the Venezuelans out, you want to keep the Mexicans out, now you got these white Afrikaners, you're playing favorites because of race. So listen to this, Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, with Tim Kaine, another embarrassing Democrat. Remember, he was a vice presidential candidate at the time. Here's the other thing you need to know about Tim Kaine. Is he went to KU, went to Mizzou too, but then he went to that. That's a character issue right there.
Do you think Afrikaner farmers are the most persecuted group in the world?
I think those 49 people that came certainly felt they were persecuted, And they passed every sort of check mark that had to be checked off in terms of meeting the requirements for
that. We have a different standard based upon the color of somebody's skin. Would that be acceptable?
Well, I'm not the one arguing that. Apparently you are, because you don't like the fact that they're white, and that's why they're coming.
I'm just asking you to say that would be unacceptable.
Well, no, I would say that the United States...
a very easy thing to say.
The United States has a right to pick and choose who they allow into the United States.
Even based on the color of somebody's skin.
No one's, you're the one that's talking about the color of their skin, not me. These are people whose farms were being burned down and they were killed because of the color of their skin.
Oh, you go Marco Rubio. He nailed Tim Kaine. It gets better. How about this? Chris Van Hollen, who, of course, had the margaritas with the Maryland father. Check this out.
I have to tell you directly and personally that I regret voting for you for Secretary of State. I yield back.
May I respond?
You may, sir.
Well, first of all, your regret for voting for me confirms I'm doing a good job based on what I know.
Well, that's just a flippant statement, Mr. Secretary.
Can I respond, Mr. Chairman?
You
Mr.
may.
I didn't ask.
Senator, please let the Secretary.
We deported gang members. Gang members, including the one you had a margarita with. And that guy is a human trafficker, and that guy is a gangbanger, and the evidence is going to be clear. In the days to come, you're
going
to see who you went to
defend. Senator, I'm sorry, please, Mr. Chairman.
Secretary Rubio has the floor.
Mr. Chairman, he can't make unsubstantiated comments like that.
Secretary Rubio has the floor. You had your time.
Secretary Rubio should take that testimony to the federal court in the United States, because he hasn't done it under oath.
Oh, Rubio smoked him.
There is a division in our government between the federal branch and the judicial branch. No judge, and the judicial branch cannot tell me or the president how to conduct foreign policy. No judge can tell me how I have to outreach to a foreign partner or what I need to say to them. And if I do reach to that foreign partner and talk to them, I have under no obligation to share that with a judiciary branch. Just like a judge cannot order me to negotiate with a foreign minister of Russia, they cannot order me to negotiate with a foreign minister or the president of El Salvador.
I am so proud of the Secretary of State right now. Good for Marco Rubio. As good as that audio exchange was, it gets better when you listen to Megyn Kelly smoking Jake Tapper. The rest of that's coming up.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Okay, before we get back into the Megyn Kelly audio, this is one of the, you know, they're leaking all this stuff as the book comes out, this book called Original Sin that Alex Thompson from Axios does with Jake Tapper. And Megyn Kelly had Jake on her podcast yesterday and just smoked him. And we'll have more evidence of that here in a second. But here's the story from today. Former President Joe Biden struggled to perform even the basic tasks of a political candidate during his abortive 24 election bid. Re-election bid, with even pre-recorded campaign videos junked as unusable, according to sources in the book. The nadir came in April of last year. April. This is before, that's 3 months before the debate, when the Biden campaign had a packed, friendly audience into a high school gym for a town hall, footage of which was planned to be used in a TV ad, according to the authors. The campaign was trying to make it look like the president was out there taking off-the-cuff questions from voters in public, but the event was closed to reporters and the campaign had the full list of questions that people would ask. Now, that's not unusual.
No.
But what's unusual is, despite the questions in advance, he knew exactly what they were going to ask. Tapper and Thompson report that Biden had so much trouble that the campaign ultimately decided that the footage was not usable. Some said the problem was that the advance team had failed and the gym's lighting was terrible.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, others admitted that there was a deeper, far less fixable problem, and that was Biden. And then we get to Megyn Kelly and more of this audio. Sue listened to quite a bit of the podcast. I may have played this one in the last hour, but let's pick it up right here.
No. He promised you that no. He would be transparent about his health records, and then he wasn't. And when you sat with him again, including one month after the Jackie Walorski thing, you didn't ask him about it. You didn't follow up on the fact that he was falling up the stairs, that he was losing his train of thought regularly, that he was slurring, that he was incomprehensible, that he was getting lost on the White House lawn. You sat right across from him and you asked none of that, notwithstanding the fact that he had promised you he would be fully transparent about his health issues.
All right. So Jackie Walorski is the Indiana congresswoman. And I think maybe there's even a reference here. She had died. And during this event at the White House, he calls her out saying, Jackie, where are you? And apparently, and I think we hear Megyn say this, that was even after they played a tribute. They had lowered the flags to half staff when the accident happened. She died in a tragic car accident. And then there was a tribute to her played at this event. And he still calls her out.
That's true. But I did ask him about his age and the fact that the American people had concluded that even though he said whenever anybody brought up the subject of his age, watch me. And I said,
yes,
they're watching you and they are concerned that you are too old for this job.
But you know as well as I do that there's a way of you can say, hey, there's this poll on your age, or you could say you just forgot that Jackie Walorski was dead. You asked where she was moments after watching a videotape tribute to her. You lowered the flags at the White House after she died. This happened 13 days before you sat with him. There is a way of pressing a man like that on the actual infirmities to bring it home to him and to the audience, and you didn't do it.
So I admitted in the last hour I knew about the Jackie Walorski incident. We played the audio when that happened. I think it was probably audio cut of the day. What I did not remember is that there was a tribute that was played to her. Okay, the rest of this I have not played yet. Here we go.
Over here in my ecosphere, we were covering all of these. It wasn't just falling down. It was getting lost. It was some of the stuff you report in your book, we knew and we were reporting on, like the multi-jump cuts in the videos of him, where it was obvious he couldn't get through a 1 minute take. It was clear to us that he was using teleprompter, and there was some reporting on that at the time, all of which the White House was denying. Now, the current White House, I have some connections with the Joe Biden White House. I had none, but you did. There was an attempted cover up. It could only ever work if you allowed it, if the press allowed it. Some of us tried not to, and some of us were complicit.
The Biden White House did not like me. Okay, this is, I do not have great connections with the Biden White House.
Well, clearly, you have a lot of sources. You say you talked to over 200 sources for this book.
This
so
is
you,
after
you have
the
some
election,
you could have called and worked.
No, that's the point, is that they were not being honest.
That was actually, I think, the cut that I wrapped with. But so he wants to blame the insiders, right? The people around Joe Biden. We all saw it happening.
The Wall Street Journal get it in June of 2024, and Jake Tapper and CNN couldn't find sources for this story then before he dropped out.
Annie Linsky and Siobhan Hughes did an amazing job in their reporting, and they should be heralded, and I heralded them. I had them on my show right after the debate to talk about their great reporting. But
after
Annie Linsky,
the debate, but you did not put them on when they published that story, which was before the debate.
Correct. I don't know what the booking situation was, but it wasn't because I didn't want them. I'm sure I said I said that day, let's book them. Did they?
You put on a Democrat and you allowed the Democrat to rip on the report as a Rupert Murdoch sponsored hit piece.
No.
It's just,
Megan.
If we're going to do this,
let's just stick to the facts here, okay? When there is a damaging report,
that's what I've been doing all along.
I'm talking about what you just said.
I was just writing the biggest story Mark of Reardon the century when it comes to presidential politics, and one of us did.
I apologize for hitting that over the audio. Okay, so she does not let up here. He's trying to make excuses. What he did in the aftermath of the Wall Street Journal reporting, now that he's praising it, was he had a Democrat operative come on and just debunk the whole thing and call all the conservative media idiots because they were doing cheap fakes, right?
There is a difference, okay, between the clips of Joe Biden falling on a stage at the Air Force Academy graduation. There is a difference between the clip of Joe Biden embarrassingly forgetting that a Republican member of Congress who he's talking about has died. Those are embarrassing. Those are important. But there is a difference between that and the investigative journalism that Alex and I were able to do and only able to do after the election. And I know you know this because you've been talking about the scoops in the book and you've been talking about...
I don't diminish the importance of the book. I don't. I have supported the importance of the book and we'll talk about the contents of the book at length. But there is no way we can have that conversation with an audience that is as skeptical of your ability to tell the story as mine is without addressing your role in this, right?
Thank
like
you.
Alex is a different story, but you know, you've watched the coverage since it came out that you wrote this book. There's a legion of articles about how comparing you in some instances to like OJ instead of if I did it, this is if I hid it.
You know, I don't think, now maybe I'm wrong about this, I don't think anyone will grill Jake Tapper harder than Megyn Kelly did.
No.
They should, though. Everyone should be making the exact same point she was making there.
You covered the Biden presidency aggressively throughout the 4 years, and you didn't cover mental acuity hardly at all. I mean, time and time again, when issues came up, you seemed to be running cover for the president.
I don't think that's true.
What?
Well, I mean, we'll start with the Laura Trump issue that you referred. Here it is.
This is great because she plays the clip.
Joe Biden, as we all know, has worked to overcome a stutter. How do you think it makes little kids with stutters feel when they see you make a comment like that?
First and foremost, I had no idea that Joe Biden ever suffered from a stutter. I think what we see on stage with Joe Biden, Jake, is very clearly a cognitive decline.
Okay.
That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable.
You are so amazing.
You're trying to tell me that what I was suggesting was.
I think that you were mocking his stutter.
Yeah,
I think you were mocking his stutter, and I think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline.
And it's very concerning to a lot of people that this could be the leader of the free world.
Okay.
That is all I'm saying. I genuinely feel sorry for Joe Biden.
So if that were me, if I had made that egregious of a mistake and was called out, I think I would just shrivel up and say, you know what, I am so embarrassed by that. It should have never, but you can't even apologize enough. But this is what he says.
I appreciate it. I'm sure it was from a place of concern. We all believe that. Laura Trump, thank you so much.
Do you want to apologize to Laura Trump now?
I've already apologized to her. I called her months ago.
And what did she say?
I mean, I don't want to disclose the contents of a private conversation, but I thought the conversation went well. And she said, she has said this publicly, so I feel fine sharing it. She said that she would never mock anybody's stutter. But I mean, after we did the research for this book and I realized how bad his acuity issues were, I called Laura Trump and I said, you were right.
She was totally right.
Hey, Sue, I was just going to ask you real quick. Did you do any research for this book?
No.
I didn't either. But you know what? Did you know about the acuity problems before you did research that you didn't do for the book?
I did.
You did. That's weird because you know what? I did as well.
Up to the debate, which you anchored, that June 27th debate, 2024, there was a ton of news leading into that debate in that month. And we looked back at your coverage and found that you ignored it. Not only did you ignore the Jackie Walorski moment when you had him 13 days later, but you ignored the freeze-up that he had at the Juneteenth celebration. You ignored what happened at the G7 when he wandered off and Giorgia Meloni, Prime Minister of Italy, had to go find him. You ignored the freeze-up at the George Clooney LA fundraiser. You didn't cover it. You only covered it after the debate, after George Clooney wrote his op-ed. Jake, nobody made you do that. There was your network at every turn was telling us those were, quote, cheap fakes. And you were not combating that narrative. CNN was actively misleading us on what our very eyes were showing us. That's the truth. That's the record.
It is indisputable. And you know what? Some of us, Scott Jennings was doing it on CNN, some of us in the conservative media were pointing this out almost on a daily basis.
I will acknowledge that after I was named moderator, co-moderator of the debate, I tried to make sure that my coverage was fairly vanilla, both about Trump and about Biden, because I just wanted to get to the debate. And, you know, the Biden people and the Trump people, I'm kind of frankly surprised that either one of them agreed to have me as a moderator because both sides disliked me so much. But yeah, I remember that moment. And I remember that moment, the glitch at the immigration event, and not getting much attention outside of conservative media at all. And Alex and I are here to say that conservative media was right.
Whoa.
And conservative media was correct.
Wow.
And that there should be a lot of soul searching, not just among me, but among the legacy media to begin with, all of us, for how this was covered or not covered sufficiently. 100%. I mean, I'm not here to defend coverage that I've already acknowledged I wish I could do differently.
Hey, I know that a lot of you have experienced the same thing I have. You've had family members, you've had friends that have mocked you. They've made fun of you because you pay attention to Fox, that you listen to radio stations like this. Send them that damn clip. Send them Megyn Kelly's podcast and say, look, don't believe me about how the media lied. Don't believe Mark Reardon. Don't believe Megyn Kelly. Believe Yuri Berliner from NPR. Believe David Zweig, who wrote the book An Abundance of Caution. I keep mentioning this because this is important, too. We damaged millions and millions of kids. In fact, there's new information from Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson on some COVID lies this afternoon that I won't get to. So send that to your friends and family and say, you mocked us that we were just supporting a Nazi when they were lying time and time and time again. And here's a direct quote from Jake Tapper, and I don't even know how he sleeps at night. The conservative media was right.
Yes. Well, here's what he essentially is his defense, that he did not know anybody. He didn't have these insiders in the White House, and they were all
bull.
He's saying that the White House was feeding him false information. That's what he was saying.
So do your job.
Exactly. So he never questioned it and went with it.
Sue,
it's that, unbelievable.
That excuse would work if everything that we witnessed before our eyes, that, by the way, the CNN audience, the ABC audience, the CBS audience, the MSNBC audience, the NBC, they didn't show this stuff because they were protecting Joe Biden mm-hmm. at every turn. I have to play this one, too, because this is just stunning. Here's Scarborough. What an idiot he is.
Start your tape right now because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever.
That's before, that's after the debate, I think he said that. So Mark Halperin, who used to be at ABC News, has a podcast. He's one of the better political reporters in Washington.
Looking back at that, do you say, well, it was misleading to say best Biden ever without caveating it and say, except on the days when he's not the best Biden ever.
Well, but I never saw those days personally.
Well, you did, because you saw him address a dead congresswoman and you saw him in South Carolina.
A dead congresswoman, yeah.
There were plenty of days in public when he was not the best Biden ever. And
yeah,
of course,
he stumbled and bumbled around, Mark. I mean, yeah, he certainly did.
The way that he responded to the dead congresswoman sounds like he doesn't even know what Mark Halperin's referring to.
Yeah,
that
it did.
It is just stunning. It really is. As if that wasn't good enough for Audio Cut of the Day, I do have something else coming up here.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You know, sometimes I don't manage the clock very well. My boss would probably agree with that. Trisha would definitely agree with that. But we had a lot of audio, and I've decided that the audio cut of the day was everything you just kind of heard because there was so much of it from Megyn Kelly. You know, one thing that I will say, and I don't know if we're going to get Brian Kilmeade on tomorrow. I think his daughter is graduating, so he's got family business. And I don't know that I would necessarily want to bring this up with him, but I have been a little disappointed, Sue, because I haven't seen any of those clips from Megyn Kelly on Fox today. She's obviously a former Fox star. I don't know the relationship at this point, but what we heard there was newsworthy.
Oh, I mean, for sure.
And you're not going to. The New York Times should have done a piece about that right now. The Washington Post should have done a piece about that. With all of those quotes, like, the conservative media was right, but you're not going to see that. So that's why I encourage people who are listening right now, if you're inspired, and I want to listen to the whole podcast. I mentioned that Batya is on that as well, our friend Batya Angar-Sargon. Share that with friends. I shared it with my sister, not to start trouble, but I said to her, you know what? You think that the media is telling you the truth? They are not. Time and time and time again.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.